在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Alexandra, you worked at an airport before. You said you worked in aviation.
Yes. My previous job was to write contracts for an aviation company, and we bought and sold airplanes and aircraft engines. So we did a lot of marketing and leasing and speaking to people from different countries and airlines wanting to buy equipment.
Wow.
So a lot of negotiations.
Can you explain what leasing is?
Leasing is when our company owns a piece of equipment, either an airplane or an engine, and a customer has a need. For example, if their airplane has to do some maintenance and they need a replacement, then we will let them use our airplane for a certain amount of months. Like you rent a car, same thing, same idea.
Oh, wow. And you lease not only the plane, but engines and...
As well. Sometimes you have an airplane that's delayed at the airport because of some reason, and they need to swap an engine out or whatever.
Right before the planes take off, they sometimes switch engines.
I know. They'll take the passengers off and put them on another plane because it takes a lot longer than the 10 or 15 minute turnaround. But you will have, it's more a emergency type of situation. So they'll take the engine off, and it might be an overnight deal. So we go ahead and furnish a replacement engine until they can move that plane back to where it belongs or have the engine repaired.
Wow. So can you lease a pilot?
You can lease a crew, yes.
Okay.
It's called a wet lease, and we used to do dry leases, meaning we only provided the equipment, but a wet lease includes a full crew that will fly the airplane, the flight attendants, et cetera. So, yeah.
It's very interesting. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.